friends. Mommy here, and I've got some news for you. We have officially launched our Patreon. So if you're interested in supporting Storytime with Philip and Mommy, and you would like to help us get new books or upgrade our equipment, or I don't know, maybe even make some video content down the road, then please join us and support us on Patreon. And you can go to the link that is in the bio here, or you can go to patreon.com/storytimewithphilipandmommy. And that's all one big word. And you will get all kinds of cool perks for doing that. Like, we have exclusive additional stories, and, you know, more stories is never bad, and personalized messages, and even a bunch of more fun stuff. So please join us, patreon.com/storytimewithphilipandmommy. And on with the show. Okay. So today we're reading a book called The Christmas Wish.
Christmas Wish.
Mm-hmm. And the story is by Lori Evert. Uh-huh. And the photographs are very interesting, and they're by a person named Per Breihagen. Breihagen. Wonder what kind of last name that is. Well, I think the only way to know where this story takes place is to read about it. Now, there's something interesting happening on the cover of this book. What do you see?
A little girl giving an apple to a reindeer. A real life reindeer!
But what's on the backside of this book?
The little girl's riding a polar bear with sticks.
Those are skis.
With skis.
Yeah. All right.
Skis are similar to sticks. Just a warning.
Yeah, it's true.
If you see someone skiing, you'll think they're riding on sticks, but you'll be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They're skiing.
Yeah, it's true. So shall we read it? Mm-hmm. It's read today by Mommy and...
Sleepy.
Mommy and Sleepy? Are you sleepy? Yeah, the days grow short and the nights grow long during the winter. So here we go. Long, long ago, in a place so far north that the mothers never pack away the wool hats or mittens, lived a sweet little girl named Anya, whose greatest dream was to become one of Santa's elves. One year, as the days grew shorter and the snow had fallen for weeks without rest, Anya decided it was time to look for Santa Claus. Before she left, she remembered the kind old woman who lived down the lane. She had no children or grandchildren of her own, so Anya wanted to help her get ready for Christmas. As the old woman napped, Anya caught her naughty cat for her and decorated the gingerbread house that they baked together the day before and swept out her sauna. Her sauna? Hey, that makes me think of who is it that we know who has a sauna in the snow? Can you think of someone? But you know what I was thinking of is the movie Frozen. I wonder if this story takes place in Norway. What do you think? Yeah, maybe. Especially look at the way the little girl is dressed. Let's see. She swept out her sauna and found a small tree for her to enjoy. Then Anya delivered gifts to her friends and family with a note saying she would visit them whenever her busy job with Santa would permit. Anya was well prepared for her journey. She watched the sky at night, observing the position of the North Star, and she memorized the great map of the schoolroom wall. Still, as she tied on her skis, and began to glide away into the forest, Anya started to worry.
What if I get lost?
She wondered out loud.
I can help you,
sang a tiny voice. Startled, Anya looked back to see who had spoken.
Up here,
said the voice, with a bright and a bright red bird swooped down and landed on her ski pole. What kind of bird is that? Do you know?
Red bird.
Yeah, it's red. It's a special kind of bird. It's a cardinal. Anya explained her wish to find Santa Claus at the North Pole.
But now I wonder if I'm foolish,
she said.
Not when you have the right friends,
the bird answered.
If you trust me, I can help you. But we must hurry. The days are short and Christmas is very near.
So Anya skied after the patient bird, who led slowly so the child could make her way through the deep snow. When they came to a mountainside, Anya flew so fast over the sparkling powder that the bird could barely keep up with her. At the foot of the mountain, the bird whistled, and they were greeted by a giant horse.
You may sleep in my barn tonight,
he offered.
Tomorrow I can take you as far as one day and one night will allow.
The cardinal fluttered away before Anya could thank him. Morning came in a blink. The gentle horse invited the still sleepy Anya to climb onto his back. They talked the day away as they trod through the snowy forest. Evening fell as they approached a mountain pass. The sky came alive with the dancing colors of the northern lights. They stood spellbound for hours and fell asleep. The horse standing strong and solid, with Anya lying across his warm back. Anya was sad when she awoke and remembered that the horse would have to leave her, but she knew that his people would be worried about him. Later, as they approached a gleaming ice fall, the horse whinnied loudly three times, and from a hole in the ice appeared the oddest looking creature Anya had ever seen. What do you think it's going to be? The musk ox spoke softly and slowly.
The cardinal asked me to escort you under the glacier to the tundra,
she said. Then she turned and walked back into the dark cave.
Follow her now,
the horse told Anya.
She's shy, but she's trustworthy.
He saw that Anya was sad to leave him, so he said,
when you are Santa's elf, you can visit me whenever you wish, but hurry now. Christmas is very near.
Anya took off her skis and bravely joined the plodding ox. The cave was dark as night as Anya followed the ox downward. The luminescent blue as they climbed up the trail of ice and stones. Oh, yes. In the picture, you can see that Anya is following this musk ox, who kind of looks like a furry cow, right? Wouldn't you say? Like, it's very unusual looking sort of creature. If you can, friends, you should look up what a musk ox looks like. They are pretty interesting looking. Okay, let's see. Oh, yes. When they emerged, Anya saw a tremendous fur blanket lying on the ground in front of her. Just as she was ready to collapse into its warm folds, it shifted. It rose. It wasn't a blanket. It was an enormous bear, just like the ones in the tales her father told about around the fire. After Anya had thanked the musk's ox for her help, the bear spoke.
I have come to take you north, over the tundra,
he said in a deep, soothing voice.
You may ski or ride as you wish, but we must hurry. Christmas is coming soon.
When they stopped for a rest, Anya found a small book in her pocket. In the day's last light, she read a story to the bear about a troll and three silly little goats. What story do you think that might be?
The goat and the troll.
The three billy goats Gruff, maybe? Yeah, I think so. But you know, there are trolls in the story, the Frozen story, aren't there? Yeah. I think this story might be from Norway. I'm going to go with that.
Norway.
The next day was bright again. Anya skied, then rode on the bear's back. He was great company. They sang songs and made each other laugh. They reached their destination early. Anya had no idea how the bear could tell this spot from any other, but he told her they would be meeting a friend at this exact place.
Since we have time, let's take another rest, he said.
Anya curled up into the bear's softness and slept without a dream. They awoke to a jingling, jangling sound. Sleigh bells! Anya and the bear looked up. A reindeer landed right in front of them.
I'm so glad I found you,
the reindeer said. We must run, for I'm too tired to fly. Anya felt sorry for him. He looked exhausted. As she took his harness off, she remembered an apple she had brought and offered it to him. The reindeer thanked her as he happily ate the apple. Anya hugged the bear goodbye. Then she put on her skis and set forth with her new friend. At first, Anya tried to ski behind the reindeer, but he was much too fast. So Anya asked him to tow her. It was as close to flying as she'd ever been. Anya skied that way for miles. Just as she began to worry that she could not hang on any longer, the reindeer called, "Hold tight!" In a flash, they were soaring through the sky. Anya watched as the ice gave way to the ocean, which she had seen on the schoolroom map. She saw eagles, whales, and giant icebergs that reminded her of the rock candy she had made with her mother. Finally, they landed in a lovely clearing surrounded by trees cloaked in snow. Then Anya's wish came true. Santa Claus appeared. He lifted Anya onto his knee.
Welcome, Anya, he said. I've been waiting for you. You are an extraordinary little girl. While there are many children who wish to be one of Santa's elves, you are the first to have come this far, and you are already my most important helper. You bring kindness and joy to those around you all year long. Thank you. Now, may I ask you for a favor?
He added with a smile.
Will you help me drive my sleigh?
Anya was thrilled to give the command.
Fly!
Does look pretty amazing, doesn't it?
Can I see?
It was very early Christmas morning. You want to see it again? It's a very impressive picture, friends. I'll put it on my Instagram. It was very early Christmas morning when they landed near Anya's home.
Before I leave,
Santa said,
I'd like to give you a very special gift. This is a magical bell. If you ever need help, ring this bell 3 times.
Santa Claus kissed her on the cheek, and the next thing she knew, she was in her bed. Anya sat up and looked out the window and onto the frosty morning. There was no sleigh, no reindeer, no tracks in the snow. She held the bell closely. Was it all a dream? She wondered. What do you think?
It was not.
It was not a dream?
Yes.
It really happened? Which of those animals do you think you would want to spend time with?
Bear.
The bear? He was pretty nice, huh?
Wait. Bird.
The bird? Well, what do you think, friends? We'll have to think about it. The end.